This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. Do you ever struggle with loneliness? Well, many of us do from time to time. The prophet Elijah experienced such deep fear and loneliness that he hid in a cave. However, God had something to say to him about it, and he said it in a big way. Please stay with us today as we talk about how these words can also help us during our days of isolation and fear.
Do you ever struggle with loneliness? Well, God's Word has some excellent counsel for you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for another day of life in this world with you. We thank you for your Word, and this day, Lord, we ask as we study it together that the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and salvation. Amen.
Immortal, invisible God, only wise, enlightened, accessible, hid from our eyes, most blessed, most glorious, the ancient of days, almighty, victorious, thy great name.
Our reading is from 1 Kings 19, beginning at verse 9. There Elijah went into a cave and spent the night, and the word of the Lord came to him, "What are you doing here, Elijah?" And he replied, "I have been zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too." Here ends our reading.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired.
Hear that lonesome whippoorwill. He sounds too blue to fly. The midnight train is whining low. I'm so lonesome I could cry. That old Hank Williams song describes a common life experience for many people today. Have you ever felt that way, so lonesome that you could cry? Because many people do. Many of us go through a season like that at least once or twice in our lifetime. Loneliness is a growing problem in our society today. A study by the American Council of Life Insurance reported that the most lonely group in America are college students. That's surprising. Next on the list are divorced people, welfare recipients, single moms, housewives, and the elderly. It's gotten to be a problem for many. It comes to all sorts of people, young and old alike. Listen to D.H., who says, I'm 21 and I have no friends. I had tons of friends in high school and now I have none. No one talked to me after we graduated. I guess I just wasn't a good enough friend and I miss them a lot. After being diagnosed with cancer, Martha writes, since being diagnosed with my disease, my feelings of isolation at home are deepening. Hubby and I have little in common. We don't share the same political views. He's a TV addict and I'm not. When my son came over to dinner tonight, I felt invisible, untouchable, and insignificant. They are all trying to skirt the topic of my having cancer, and I can't say that I blame them. Mother Teresa years ago said, the biggest disease today is not leprosy or cancer. It's the feeling of being uncared for, of being unwanted, of being deserted and alone. Even famous people suffer with loneliness. Remember Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz? At one point she said, if I'm a legend, then why am I so lonely? Today, a popular actress, Anne Hathaway, is quoted as saying, loneliness is my least favorite thing about life. The thing that I'm most worried about is just being alone without anybody to care for or someone who will care for me. What is this thing called loneliness? Really, I guess it's best defined as that painful awareness that we lack meaningful contact with other people. It's a feeling like nobody cares about you as a person. And it happens often in life for a variety of reasons. Sometimes we experience loneliness when we lose a loved one. A friend of mine who recently laid his wife to rest talks of waking up in the mornings and just feeling absolutely lonely. Sometimes loneliness comes when we don't feel as if we can fit in to a crowd that has been together for some time and we're feeling like the outsider, like that new kid who moves into a new school. I remember when I went off to college, 1,000 miles away from home. It was one of the most lonely times I'd ever experienced those first few days on that campus. And sickness, like Martha, sometimes can make us feel very alone. And sometimes we do it to ourselves. We get so busy looking at a computer screen or a television screen that we don't take the time to build relationships, and soon we look up one day and we feel as if we're all alone. And it feels awful, empty, dark, painful. so painful that some people have even been known to hurt themselves or fall into destructive habits because of their lack of relationships and intimacy. They feel so alone. You ever wonder why it feels so bad? I think the biblical answer to that is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 2, after God created Adam. And he looked at him and he said, it's not good for man to be alone. And so he created someone to come alongside of him. So loneliness is something that we all have to face now and then, I suppose. The question that I want to deal with today is, how do we get out of it or stay away from it altogether? And that's where God's Word has some help for us today. There's a story in the Old Testament about a fellow named Elijah. We find his story in the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. I read a little bit of it for you earlier. Elijah was a man of God, a faithful man of God, a prophet of God that really had major odds against him, so to speak, when you look at it on the surface. We find him in our story for today. He has run away into the wilderness, and he's hiding out because the powers that be, King Ahab and Queen Jezebel, don't particularly like his ministry, because Elijah is busy trying to call the people back to worship the God of Israel and worship him alone, not the god of the pagan world around them called the Baals. And so he's been threatened by Jezebel that she's going to kill him. And so he runs off into the wilderness. And at one point in chapter 19 of 1 Kings, he says, Lord, take my life. I've had enough. I can't do this anymore. Here we have this faithful servant of God. And when we pick up where our story is for today, he's in a cave. And I think that's the perfect metaphor for describing someone who's experiencing loneliness, the darkness of a cave. This particular cave is on the mountain of God, Mount Horeb, and he expresses that he's feeling terribly alone. Listen to this. And the word of the Lord came to Elijah. What are you doing here, Elijah? He replied, I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, and put your prophets to death with the sword. And I'm the only one left. And now they're trying to kill me too. And the Lord said, go out and stand on the mountain in the presence of the Lord, for the Lord is about to pass by. Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he pulled his cloak over his face and went out and stood at the mouth of the cave. And then a voice said to him, what are you doing here, Elijah? Elijah replied, I've been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant, broken down your altars, put your prophets to death with the sword. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. The Lord said to him, go back the way you came. Go to the desert of Damascus. When you get there, anoint Hazael, king over Aram. Also anoint Jehu, son of Nimshi, king over Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat, from Abel-Meholah to succeed you as prophet. Jehu will put to death any who escape the sword of Hazael, and Elisha will put to death any who escape the sword of Jehu. Yet I reserve 7,000 in Israel, all whose knees have not bowed down to the Baal gods, and all whose mouths have not kissed Baal. So we have this Elijah in the darkness of a cave, and God calls out to him and responds to this loneliness. I'm the only one left, God, Everybody's against me. Nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms, as the old children's song says. And it's at that point we have God having a counseling session with Elijah. And he says basically three things to Elijah that can be very helpful for you and me as well as we face loneliness in our lives. The first thing God says is, as he tells him to go outside to the side of that mountain, he's saying, look up. Look up, Elijah. And then he gave this spectacular show. We have the earthquake and the fire and the mighty wind, but God was not in those. But then there was this still small voice, and Elijah knew that he was now in the presence of God. And he was reminded as he looked up, God was saying, you're not alone. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, Elijah. In the quiet. It may seem like I'm not around sometimes, that you can't see me or there's no spectacular things going on. But I'm here if you'll just be still and listen to that still small voice. You'll realize I will not leave you nor forsake you. And I am at work, sometimes very quietly. And Elijah, I want you to know I really do have the last final word in this situation with Jezebel and Ahab. You know, I'm reminded of our Savior Jesus telling those disciples as he sends them off into a world that is not exactly cheering for Jesus. Go make disciples. How overwhelming and even maybe lonely that may have seemed at the time. But Jesus said, lo, I am with you always to the end of time. Look up. Be still. Call out his name. Pray to him. Open his word. Let God remind you as you look up that you're really not alone and he loves you. The next thing God said to Elijah in that little counseling session on the side of the mountain was this: look around. Elijah, you do have friends. I want you to go. I want you to go back and find someone named Elisha. He is to be your associate, and he will be your successor. I want you to go find him and reach out to him. I want you to take the risk of going back into threatening territory again back home. I want you to have courage and faith in what I'm doing, that I really am with you, and reach out to this man called Elisha. And so Elijah did, we know, and Elisha was found and called into ministry, and he became like a son to Elijah, who no longer had to feel like he was standing alone. And not only that, God reminded Elijah, there are 7,000 back there that are just waiting for you to get back and join them in opposing what's going on in that country as people are putting me aside, God says. I'm reminded of Jesus reminding us of the church. You're not alone. You have friends. You have people to come alongside of you in your life and in your ministry as you serve me in this world. I've given you my church. I've given you brothers and sisters to reach out to. So take the risk. Take a step towards somebody. And instead of wishing for a friend, be a friend to someone. Tony Campolo, in his book, Who Switched the Price Tags, talks about the risk-taking necessary to establish friendships. During the course of any given school year at Eastern College, Tony writes, I can count on some freshman coming into my office and complaining about loneliness. I can almost predict that the student will say, this is supposed to be a Christian college, but if this school is what it's supposed to be, then why am I left so alone? Why isn't anybody paying attention to me? Tony writes, I don't doubt the loneliness of that student. I am certain that he does suffer from the sense of estrangement, but I also know that the causes of loneliness have nothing to do with the lack of Christianity in the rest of that student body. I know that the student is lonely because he or she is afraid to take the risk of reaching out to someone else. In the absence of such daring, the paralyzing fear of rejection takes over. But if we do not risk rejection, we are inevitably lonely. Jesus can help us to be risk takers. You know, oftentimes people, and they're put into new circumstances, whether it's going off to a new school or perhaps into a senior citizen's housing, we have this sense of we're like fish out of water. And what God said to Elijah, he's saying to us today, take a risk. Reach out to somebody. Get plugged in somewhere with someone or someones. If you got a church, get involved in that church. Get into a group of some sort, a Bible study. But reach out to someone. Take that risk of rejection so that you might not have to sit around feeling alone any longer. So look up. Look around, and then finally God is saying to Elijah, look alive. It's time to get back to work for me. Elijah, you've got a purpose to do something wonderful for the kingdom of God. Instead of isolating yourself and having a pity party, I want you to get outside of yourself, get off of this mountain, and throw yourself into doing what I have called you to do. That's the surefire cure for loneliness, to do something beautiful in the name of God for somebody else, for a cause greater than yourself. Carl Menninger, the great psychologist, was once asked, how do I get out of depression and loneliness? He says, that's easy. Get out of your house and lock the door behind you and go to the other side of the track and do something for somebody else. Serve as a volunteer. Do something in the name of God. Pray. If you can't do something because you're physically unable, set up a prayer list and begin to pray faithfully for others each day. If you see somebody in the cafeteria where you eat or something and befriend them, so come alongside someone who may be going through a rough time. Jesus has said himself, it is in giving yourself away that you will find life. You will find joy. So there you have it. God's counsel for loneliness. Look up, look around, look alive, and do something beautiful in my name. And you will not be lacking for relationships, for a sense that you are not alone. Follow that counsel, people. Amen.
My God, how wonderful thou art, thy majesty how bright. How beautiful thy mercy seat in depths of burning light. How wonderful, how beautiful the sight of thee must be. Thine endless wisdom, boundless power, and awesome purity. No earthly father loves like thee, no mother e'er so mild. Bears and forbears as thou hast done with me, thy sinful child. Yet I may love thee too, O Lord, almighty as thou art. My God, how wonderful Thou art, Thou everlasting Friend. On Thee I stay my trusting heart, till faith in vision end.
Let's pray. Almighty God, we thank You for Your holy counsel this day. Now help us, O God, to trust it, to live it, and obey it, so that we might experience the strength and joy that You long for us to have as Your followers. In Christ's name, amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message will encourage you to take a risk and reach out to others during your days of despair. Christian Crusaders is a nonprofit ministry supported entirely by the gifts of our listening audience. We're especially grateful for our gift every month, Gem Club members. These regular gifts sustain our ministry during quiet giving times. Your support allows us to deliver biblical truths to those who cannot attend church. Please address your letters and gifts of support to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. All gifts are tax deductible. We invite you to visit our website anytime to find many audio and printed copies of our program, along with other spiritual helps. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. That's ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. CDs and printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. However, a gift to help cover production and mailing costs is always appreciated. Please address your request to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free telephone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to join us for worship this day, and we pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and Associate Speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 77th year of continuous Sunday worship broadcasting.